And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, September the 7th, 2011. It's the birthday of the poet Edith Sitwell, born Scarborough, England, 1887. Her parents, Sir George and Lady Ida, baffled by their daughter. The mother was a great beauty, the daughter was not. She was rather tall and thin, with a curved spine and a hooked nose. Her parents forced her to wear an iron brace on her back, a contraption on her nose in an attempt to make her more attractive. She was a bright and curious little girl, but her father was opposed to formal education for women. He thought it made them less womanly, so he wouldn't let her go to school. And she left her family on bad terms, Edith Sitwell, who went ahead to make her own life as a modernist poet and a public personality in Britain. She wrote many books of poems and put herself forward as a colorful personality. She wore enormous rings, turbans, old-fashioned gowns. She was a friend of Eliot and Graham Greene. She championed Dylan Thomas's poetry. She was a friend of Marilyn Monroe. And her best-known work was Facade, a series of poems set to music by Sir William Walton. The first London performance of Facade did not go so well. There was an old woman in the audience who waited outside afterwards, hoping to hit Sitwell with an umbrella. Noel Coward walked out on it. Virginia Woolf didn't much care for it. Edith Sitwell said, "I am an unpopular electric eel in a pool of catfish." It's the birthday of Joe Klein, born in Queens, 1946, author of Primary Colors, the novel based on Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign. And it's the birthday of writer Margaret Landon, born in Summers, Wisconsin, 1903. When she was 23, she and her husband went off to be missionaries in Thailand. She ran a school there, she raised her three children, and while she was there, she came across a book by a woman named Anna Leon Owens, a Welsh governess who had tutored the King of Siam's many wives and children back in the 1860s. Margaret Landon wrote a novel based on it called Anna and the King of Siam, which was a bestseller and became the basis for the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical The King and I. Here's a poem for today by Alice N. Persons entitled Police Notes. Female reported running up Main Street, yelling, "No, no, no." She was described as wearing dark clothing and loud shoes. Subject was reported standing in the roadway with a sign saying, "Lawyers suck and the police are outlaws." Woman called to report a man lurking on her patio. Officers investigated and found a runaway goat. Clerk in convenience store reported male customer was looking up someone's skirt. Subject was tracked to the university. 911 report. Woman says her wallet was stolen from her kitchen. Before officers could investigate, she called back and said that it was her son, 45. Elderly woman called to report a moose, people carrying torches, and strange music on her property. Officers searched and found nothing. 911 dispatcher got a call saying there was a huge party in the woods off County Road 3. Officers find empty bottles and discarded clothes. Residents of Elm Street report seeing four naked people. Paris Road resident reports Peeping Tom, later told police, "It was one of my boyfriends." Police Notes, a poem by Alice N. Persons from Don't Be a Stranger, published by Sheltering Pines Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.